We turn now to our inbox to read email from listeners. Many people wrote in after hearing Jackie Lydon's story about Iraqi civilians who are injured or killed by the U.S. military. Army documents made public for the first time last week revealed details about how some of those civilian casualties occur, and they showed how the military handles claims for compensation by family members. Listener Ann Charlotte Robbins wrote, "Did I hear correctly? Some Iraqi civilians were killed or wounded when they did not stop at checkpoints because the warning signs were written in English only? Is this ignorance or arrogance?" You did hear correctly, Ms. Robbins. A U.S. Army spokeswoman told us that early on in the Iraq War, the military did not post stop signs in Arabic, but they learned from that mistake. Corinne Creswell wrote, "It made me unbelievably angry to hear a U.S. soldier say that his life and those of his fellow soldiers are more important than Iraqi civilians. Isn't one of the central tenets of being a soldier to put other innocent people's lives in front of your own? His whole attitude explains exactly why our country is hated and why things have ended up being so bad in Iraq." And John Tracy, a former military lawyer interviewed for our story, wrote in as well after hearing the comments from the soldier. "While his expression of the situation is how most soldiers feel, it doesn't make it right." Mr. Tracy writes, "The rules of engagement are well defined and easily comprehended. The sad fact is that soldiers are not adequately trained and they use the fog of war defense too liberally, when really the issue is one of soldiers possessing a cowboy mentality." Email us your questions, your criticisms, or your comments. Just go to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us.